DW. The sun is beginning to set in Ifakara, a town of 60,000 inhabitants at the heart of Tanzania. Like every day here, dozens of children and young men have gathered to play football on a dusty pitch. ...80% of the people in rural Tanzania do not have access to electricity, so people rush to cook, eat, shop, fetch water or wash their kids before it gets dark. Unfortunately, this behaviour also puts them at risk of being bitten by mosquitoes and contracting malaria. Tanzania, and especially Ifakara, have come a long way in battling this deadly disease. One meaning of the name Ifakara is the place where you go to die. During the 1980s, a person living here would get an average 2,000 infectious mosquito bites per year. At any given time, 70% of the population had malaria parasites in their blood. But it was actually research done at the local Ifakara Health Institute that contributed to the adoption of universal coverage with bed nets in Tanzania and ultimately the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. Today, the average number of infectious mosquito bites in Ifakara is down to just 18 per year, thanks to the use of insecticide-treated bed nets and indoor residual spraying. Tanzania, as a whole, has reduced malaria transmission by 60%. Despite this success, the disease is not gone, says Salum Mapuya, a young scientist working at Ifakara Health Institute.
Mosquitoes have gotten a little bit smarter, so they try to feed increasingly outdoors, especially early evening, the time that most of the people outside are doing several activities like cooking and storytelling and others.
It seems that since most people are protected under bed nets when they are sleeping, there has been a shift in the population, as well as in the behaviour of the mosquitoes. While the subspecies, which used to bite humans indoors and at night, has pretty much disappeared, other, more flexible subspecies have become predominant. These new ones are also highly resistant to insecticides. Hamis Chande, a farmer from Ifakara, is sitting in front of his house under a mosquito net with a simple trap attached to it. A small fan sucks in some of the insects, which approach him. In exchange for a small salary, Chande volunteered to serve as a human bait for mosquitoes, so the researchers can learn more about the density of the bugs and the different species over the course of a few hours. For Hamis Chande, it's very obvious why the scientists need to know this. He has more than enough experience with malaria.
I have four children and all of them have contracted malaria. I fed it myself too, four or five times. It's very hard for me because I don't have a lot of money. And when I get malaria, I have to look for a little bit of money to buy drugs. If I can, I buy the cheap drugs for between 3,000 and 5,000 shillings. That's between $1 and $2. The really good drugs are more expensive though, between 10,000 and 20,000 shillings. That's about $5 to $10. But if I'm very sick and have to be admitted to hospital, it's very expensive. I was happy to do this job because I get paid, so I can provide food and other things for my family. But it also helps the community because I was trained about malaria. And when people come here and see me sitting here, they ask questions and I can educate them.
We are on a ferry crossing the Kilombero River just south of Ifakara, a village called Lupiro, a few kilometres down a dirt road on the other side of the river, is one of the testing grounds for the researchers from Ifakara Health Institute.
So me and my colleagues have thought about what if we develop something that can cover that gap of outdoor malaria transmissions and outdoor biting. So we came up with this trap called mosquito landing box.
Salum Mapuya guides me to a big black wooden box standing next to a hut in the village. It resembles a beehive, but the sides have openings like a window shutter.
So the box has two components. It has a component that lures mosquito towards it, and the other component, it's a killing component. So we came up with this idea of using electrocuting grids, so which is non-chemical technology. So as you can see at the bottom here, you can put any synthetic lure, worn nylon socks, variants of odors and attractants. And then when you switch on the system, the fans blow up the lure. So the odor will hit the metal tray above the fan. Then the metal tray will distribute the odor equally in the box. And so mosquito will definitely try to find the source of the odor, thinking it's a human. So they will try to fly towards the trap, and when they nearly try to make contact with the trap, they will come across these three ectocuting grids, which is locally available mosquito zapper. So we try to dismantle a part, and then we use just the metal in the electrocuting grid. So at the time that they want to enter into the box, thinking it's a human being, they will come across these electrocuting grids, and they will be dead instantly. And apart from that, also, the entire system is run by using a photoelectric sensor, where it turns the system on when it gets dark and off when it's, you know, it's in the morning, so that we can save the battery and other unnecessary costs.
In a previous study inside Ifakara Health Institute's large tent testing facilities, the landing boxes reduced the number of malaria mosquitoes attempting to bite humans by a factor of four. But when they took the first three mosquito traps to Lupiro, the scientists figured out the boxes could bring another benefit to the people in the village: light.
We thought, because currently in Tanzania, very like 80% of the community in rural, they don't have access to electricity. And we thought, why not to supply them with electricity if the box can also do it? So it's not like we are trying to convince them to accept the box, but it's because we thought that there is an added advantage of using it in addition to the killing mechanism to the mosquitoes.
Says Nancy Matowo, another researcher from Ifakara. By using solar panels and batteries, the landing boxes can power up to three light bulbs in nearby houses. Amina Namtuka lives in one of these houses. The shy 23-year-old woman, who is nursing her son on the doorstep of their home, talks about her experience.
Everybody in my family has had malaria. It's really bad. I'm a farmer. I do rice and maize farming, and malaria makes me unable to work. I've had the mosquito landing box here for a year now, and I've seen some good results. We really like the light. We used to have kerosene candles, but they're quite expensive, and the light is much better than that stuff.
At about $120, the mosquito landing box prototype is still far too expensive for the rural population. The average income in Tanzania is roughly $75 per month. But the scientists from Ifakara Health Institute are working on a cheaper version by making the mosquito landing box smaller and replacing wooden parts with plastic. The people from Lupiro won't have to wait for that, though. 20 brand new boxes are about to be distributed for a new study in their village in what might turn out to be another pioneering move against malaria. Amina and her neighbours are looking forward to evenings where they will be able to actually see what they are having for dinner and who they are talking to, maybe even let their kids do their homework after sunset. And it's going to be much less of a risk for their health, too.
This report was brought to you by DW.